32 त्वां वर्तमानं नरदेव देवेषु अनुप्रवृत्तोऽयं अधर्मपुगा लोभो अनुत्रं चौर्यं अनार्यं अमहो ज्येष्ठाच्च माया कलहश्च दम्भ त्वां वर्तमानं नरदेव देहेषु अनुप्रवृत्तो अयम् अधर्मपुगा लोभो अनुत्रं चौर्यं अनार्यं अमहो ज्येष्ठा च माया कलहश्च दम्भ त्वां वर्तमानं नरदेव देहेषु अनुप्रवृत्तो अयम् अधर्मपुगा लोभो अनुत्रं चौर्यम् अनार्यम् अमहो ज्येष्ठा च माया कलहश्च दम्भ So we read word by word meaning Tvam you Vartamanam while present Naradeva a man god or a king Deheshu in the body Anupravrutta taking place everywhere. Ayam, all these, adharma, irreligious principles, puga, in the masses, lobha, greed, anrutam, falsity, chauryam, robbery, Anaryam, incivility. Amha, treachery. Jeshta, misfortune. Cha, and. Maya, cheating. Kalaha, quarrel. Cha, and Dambha vanity. In the personality of Kali, a religion is allowed to act as a man, if the personality of Kali, a religion is allowed to act as a man god or an executive head, certainly religious principles like greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel and vanity will abound. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, as we have already discussed, may be followed by the follower of any faith. There is no need to turn from Hindu to Mohammedan, to Christian or some other faith, and thus become a renegade and not follow the principles of religion. The Bhagavatam religion urges following the principles of religion. The principles of religion are not the dogmas or regulative principles of a certain faith. Such regulative principles may be different in terms of the time and place concerned. One has to see whether the aims of religion have been achieved. Sticking to the dogmas and formulas without attaining the real principles is not good. A secular state may be impartial to any particular type of faith, but the state cannot be indifferent to the principles of religion as above mentioned. But in the age of Kali, the executive heads of state will be indifferent to such religious principles, and therefore under their patronage the opponents of religious principles such as greed, falsehood, cheating and pilfering will naturally follow, and so there will be no meaning to the propaganda crying to stop corruption in the state. Hare Krishna. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्ध्रस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलिताङ्गेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तकं. नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवि गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पश्चात्प्रदेशतारिणि. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वशे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is also Gudi Padwa, the first day of New Year, beginning of Chaitra Mas. In South, it is also called as Ugadi. So this day is significant. It is explained that one has to give all the previous negative thoughts and start with the positive mindset. This is the new year and people celebrate hoisting Gudi. Gudi represents also the victory of truth or power, good over the evil. And on this day, Lord Brahma, it is said that he created these days, weeks, months, years. It also represents Lord Ramachandra's victory. That is the beginning of celebration in Ayodhya. On this day it started. And how people celebrate? They hoist Gudi. Gudi also means they have a bamboo rod. On that they put a silk cloth. And they tie neem leaves or mango leaves. And a silver pot or a copper pot is kept on that. So silver pot is represents the good and other things the evil. So it's a victory of good over the evil. And on this day people take bath early in the morning with oil bath, wear fresh clothes, new clothes, and go to temples, hoist Gudi and distribute prasadam. So wearing new clothes means we give the old clothes. This body is also kind of cloth, cloth, gross and subtle body. So gross body we are continuously giving up. At every moment our gross body is changing. Various changes are taking place. But is the subtle body changing? If the subtle body is not changing, we'll hold on to old thoughts, old subtle negativity towards others. So wearing new clothes means giving up even the subtle thoughts, subtle body. To rise above all the negativity, grudges towards others, forgive them, and to look forward with lot of positivity. That also means taking to Krishna consciousness. Because in the material world we are influenced by the various negativities, the influence of Kali. So we had to take the process more seriously. And here this incident we are seeing, we are discussing this since quite some time, I think for 2-3 weeks or 1 month. And we can see that Maharaj Parikshit, who was going around in his state to find out if something is wrong happening in the state. And he was quite sure that nothing is happening. because in his state everything was good, peaceful. All people were happy. Nobody had cried in his kingdom. Even all the animals were happy. All the trees, birds, rivers were flowing nicely. And he considered all of them as his praja, his own people, dependent on him. So it was his duty to see that everyone is happy. Nobody is suffering in his kingdom. That is the consciousness of a Vaishnava king or a Vaishnava leader. That in my presence nobody should be suffering. Paradukhad. Somebody suffering, he takes that suffering as his own. And parasukha sukhi means somebody is happy, then I am happy. So that is the consciousness of a real Vaishnava. And he was going around to see whether everyone is happy. And he had sword in his hand. Sword also represents giving punishment to the miscreants and giving protection to those who are suffering. So he was ensuring that in his presence there is a complete protection, complete security to each and every person. Nobody feels insecure. That was his assurance. And he was not sending some of his people to find out that. He was personally, he's a king. He's personally going around to see that everyone is happy. So he was a very, very proactive leader. He was not running when problems are increasing or there is too much fire. Before fire, he is proactively reaching out and finding. If there is somebody suffering, there is no friction between anybody. Otherwise, this material world is a place where there is continuously friction. And without our knowledge, there is a friction. Prabhupada explains that this material world is a source of perplexities. And when there is friction, there is a fire. And there are fights. So it is, this material world is like that. And King Parikshit was very well aware that he has to maintain everyone. He has to see that everyone is happy. And he has a great heritage, great ancestors. His grandfathers were Pandavas, those who had perfectly followed religion. Lord Krishna had personally instructed their grandfathers about the principles of religion. And he was the only heir. He was the only surviving heir of the Pandava Kuru dynasty. And when there was a time, Pandavas retired timely. They went back. They understood that our time is over. We have to go. And they delegated everything to King Parikshit when he was quite young and responsible. He was very mature in understanding principles of religion. The complete responsibility of the kingdom, the entire planet, they handed over to him. And when he was going around to see, then we see that his encounter with personified Kali. First of all, when he saw this, that somebody, some person who has dressed like a king and he is beating bull and cow. Three legs of this bull has been beaten, they are broken, and somehow on one leg he is struggling to stand. And Mother Earth is trying to, or the cow is trying to find out. She is trying to pacify Dharma. And when King Parikshit has reached to that place, first of all it was a big surprise for him, because he had never expected such a thing in his kingdom, that somebody is beating the bull, the condition of bull is like this, and a cow is crying. He had never witnessed such kind of thing. So it was a kind of a big shock for him, that how this is happening in my kingdom. When I am present, why these poor animals are suffering? It is my duty to protect them. And who is causing this suffering? There is a person who is standing with some weapon in his hand, and he looking like a he is a Shudra. He is a low class person, but he has dressed like a king. So he immediately, that is the first kind of impression that one can get, that yes, this person is the cause of killing and beating this bull. Immediately one can come to that conclusion, yes, this person has a weapon in his hand and this bull and cow are suffering, they are bleeding, and he is the cause. And when upon inquiry, yes, he was asked, bull was asked that, who has caused you this suffering? Who is the cause of your suffering? You have this condition. And the answer he got was very shocking, very amazing, that I do not know. I do not know means what? Somebody is waiting in front of me and you are saying I don't know. So then he understood that yes, this bull is not an ordinary bull. He is not blaming somebody for his suffering. Even in that condition, he is maintaining his highest religious principles. Because the cause of suffering is very difficult to determine. Right? We immediately put blame on somebody, immediate person. He is the cause of my suffering, or she is the cause of my suffering. I am suffering because of this one person. Right? Everyone is cause of my suffering. All people around me are a cause of my suffering. God is the cause of my suffering. Demigods are cause of my suffering. We put blame on each and every person around us. It's very, very inconceivable to understand our own psychology. But Bhagavatam explains more, goes deeper. And it turns the table around. It shows that nobody is the cause of your suffering. You yourself is the cause of your suffering. We have to accept the blame on ourselves. The blame game will end when we accept the blame. Till that blame game will go on. As long as we are pointing fingers towards others, blame game will go on. We have to point finger towards our own self. Yes, I am the cause of my suffering. It is because of my desires, my previous karma. I am in this condition. I should tolerate. And even greatest demigods, Brahma also is explaining that if somebody is in that consciousness, that even in the most difficult conditions, somebody accepts that I am the only cause of my suffering, then in that person becomes the fixed candidate for receiving the mercy of the Lord. Then in that consciousness, in that state of mind, one can become more positive, one can understand, I have to overcome my own problems, my negativity within my mind. So Bhagavatam goes more deeper. There are so many stories in Bhagavatam that ultimately they have come out victorious in this material world because they have accepted this fact. If I have to come out of this cycle of birth and death, then I have to accept that it is all because of my desire I have come in this material world. And I have to go back, then I should accept that, yes, I have made a mistake, a big mistake of desiring separate from the Supreme Lord. And I should be grateful to the Lord, whatever He has given me. And through that process, one becomes purified, one can start seeing the higher reality. So when Parikshit Maharaj has seen this kind of reply from this personified bull, originally he was a dharma, but he had taken the form of a bull. So he understood that he is none other than dharma personified. Because such answer one cannot get easily. Ordinary person cannot give such answer that this person is not the cause of suffering, in spite of so much suffering going on. And then, at that moment, King Parikshit was even ready to kill that person to protect dharma. Protect this bull and cow. And because if he is a king, he should fight. This person has dressed like a king. And if he really wants to kind of become like a king, then he should show his Kshatriya spirit, his chivalry, his fighting spirit, his strength. So he immediately surrenders that time. This king, who is a Shudra, is a low-born person, he immediately surrenders. So that time King Parikshit understands that he is not a real Kshatriya. This is duplicity. He is cheating. So even in that condition, now King Parikshit has been in such a dilemma, in such a situation where he has to give justice to bull and cow, dharma and earth. And at the same time, this person who is a personified Kali, who's a Kali personified, was standing in front of him. So he has to punish him, because if he allows Kali to flourish, then the entire kingdom, there will be so much disturbance. So many people will behave like him. They will also start killing cows and bulls. they will become merciless towards each other, they will cheat, there will be so much intoxication will go on, so much illicit activities will go on. So King Parikshit should have immediately stopped it. This is the beginning and I should stop it immediately, because my kingdom is my priority, my people is my priority. But at the same time, he was a very mature person. He didn't kind of became very aggressive towards this Kali. Because sometimes we see a person who is doing a crime, we are ready to immediately take action, give him punishment as much as possible. Suffer, let him suffer, punish him, kill him. But Parikshit Maharaj was not that kind of king. He was a very mature person. He understood that I cannot kill Kali like this. The propensities of sinful activities cannot be killed like that by killing a person. I may kill a person, but the propensities of that person of committing violence will not be killed. Person may take birth again with the same vengeance, same enmity, and will become my enemy in my next life. Because I have not overcome my enmity towards this person. So that person is going to come back again in front of me in somewhere, in some lifetime. And I have to face my karma. So how to overcome that? One cannot extinguish enmity by killing a person. It is a very different subject matter. So therefore, King Parikshit was very well aware of all these subtle nuances, subtleties of karma. He understood that this person has not changed from within. As long as a person doesn't change, the external situation doesn't matter at all. I may give him punishment, I will put him in prison for 5 years, 10 years. But if his sinful propensities have not been overcome, he himself has not overcome his sinful propensities, he will come back again as another strong, hard-hearted criminal. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand that how to eradicate these sinful activities. Sin has to be overcome by positivity, by following the principles of religion. Without that, sin cannot be overcome. Person has to understand that yes, this is sinful and this is pious, or this will liberate me. Till that time, person cannot be given any help. So therefore, it is a very, very intricate subject matter where King Parikshit has to forgive even personified Kali, because now he has taken shelter, he has surrendered. Surrender person cannot be killed. It is against dharma. King Parikshit was caught up into what is right and what is wrong, what decision I should take at this situation. Here personified dharma is standing in front of me, who is suffering, but still he is not protesting that this person is the cause of my suffering. This is the ideal example in front of me. Here Mother Bhumi She is suffering, but she is not telling that this person is the cause of my suffering. How can I punish this person? It is such a difficult situation King Parikshit was standing. Sword in his hand, but he cannot kill him because this person has surrendered to him. So he had to be very, very careful in giving justice to Kali. Because justice has to be given. He himself was giving justice, moving around and giving a justice. There was no kind of judicial system, go to the court and the case will go on for months and years, and then there will be long hearing and then there will be some decision taken. There was no process like that because there were no crimes happening in the kingdom of Kali. And even King Parikshit knew that if I allow him to flourish, there are going to be so many problems in the society. So King Parikshit was in such a great kind of dilemma. He had to give a very precise decision on the spot. No hearing for long hours and days and months. So he was a very wise and thoughtful person. He understood that Kali may spread now. I had to give some space to him. I cannot keep him spaced out. I mean, I cannot be like that, that you go somewhere. No, he has to give some space. His needs are different. His interest is different. His concerns are different. As a king, he has to accommodate everyone. As a mature leader, he has to accommodate every person. Sometimes there are different kind of natures and we have to understand, oh, this person cannot match with this person. Better you go here and you go there and do the preaching, but don't come together. Prabhupada also, when he saw that so many disciples he had, and they were like different backgrounds, different countries, and there were tussles, there were issues. So Prabhupada had to send somebody, oh, you go, you like this preaching, you go to this country, go to China, go to South Africa, go to Europe, preach. I'm giving so much space. The whole world is yours. So that's the really mature leadership. According to propensities, engage them in the service. So he understood that this Kali needs these kind of things. He needs intoxication, he needs meditating, gambling and illicit activities. And these things don't happen in my kingdom. So you go there where such things are happening. You be satisfied. My kingdom will be safe. You get whatever you want. And King Parikshit also knew that after every Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga comes. Kali Yuga may be there for some time, but after that Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga is going to come when there is the victory of Satya or the truth. The truth will triumph. Truth will become more victorious again. And the Satya Yuga is four times that of Kali Yuga. We must understand. So Satya Yuga will become ultimately victorious. And this Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara, this cycle goes on eternally. I mean, almost for 1,000 cycles it goes on in one day of Brahma. And Lord will come again. He will take incarnation to save all the people. I am not the only person who is going to save everyone. I should be free from that false thinking that I am the only savior of the whole world. Lord Krishna, Supreme Lord, He knows what is best. In Kali Yuga also, He knows what remedy to give, what medicine to give. to cure the people. So therefore, he was very wise, he was very visionary, he was very mature, he was accommodating everyone, personified Kali, and he accommodated, and he saw Kali as a spirit soul. That's a very different kind of level to see every person as a soul. The soul is pure in nature. But the coverings have become quite dense. The sin has overcome the sinner. Therefore it is said that hate the sin but not the sinner. Hate the disease but not the person who is diseased. Otherwise we have lot of doctors. They will become fried out dealing with so many diseased people. They are always coming with coughing and cold and this cold and this disease, pandemic, so many. They had to struggle with the pandemic, handle them, protect them, give them medicine, become cured, survive them somehow or other. Because the disease is bad, not the person who has become sick. So therefore, Bhagavatam goes more deeper to see the soul, not the externals. Externally, person may be looking shabby or different religions, different colors and different caste and creed. These are external situation. This is an external appearance. One should not judge a person by his external appearance. One has to see that he is a soul. He has forgotten his relationship with Krishna. And my duty is to connect him with Krishna. At least bring him little closer to Krishna. That is the service what I can do. So therefore, King Parikshit was very, very mature. He was a Vaishnava king. He understood that, yes, this is the time. He might have felt little bit insecurity at that time, because if I am a king, how another king can be there who has dressed like a king? There could have been a moment of insecurity in his mind. Or if I allow him to grow, then my position comes in stake. My power will be minimized, so let us exterminate him. Even he did not have that kind of insecurity in his heart. I allow him to grow, even if he is doing bad. This is a very difficult thing to understand. So, when he encountered Kali first time, Kali was like a small child that time, because there was no growth of Kali. It was just the beginning of Kali. And what is happening now? How much Kali Yuga has spread within this last 5,000 years? People were able to see Krishna everywhere. Krishna in his creation, Krishna in his material manifestation, Krishna in the hearts of every person. But now what is happening? Kali Yuga has spread and it has become like a universal form of Kali. Everywhere there is Kali. Whichever country we go, there is Kali. Whichever religion we try to understand, there is Kali. There is a falsity, there is a fight, there is a quarrel, there is cheating. Whichever institution we take, there is a Kali. Whichever organization we may take, there is influence of Kali. Every town and village Kali has spread. How it is possible? How much he has preached so fast? He has divided, he is acting externally. He is entered inside each and every person. Sometime before he was standing personified Kali. Now he has become impersonal. We cannot see him, but the influence of Kali is there. Is it? There was only one religion in the beginning, but now religions have been divided. There was only one country, but there are so many nations now. Few years before, there was no TV, there was no kind of, people were content in their own homes, their own country, their own villages, small villages. But now Kali has spreading his tentacles everywhere. It has captured each and every person. People were going outside for the entertainment in the big screen, silver screen or whatever. I had not watched so many movies, but that kind of entertainment was there. Now Kali has entered there. He has brought a touch screen to everyone's hand. Isn't it? So Kali has become an integral part of everyone's life. There was no social media. But now everyone is addicted to social media. Are you stop it? No, it's not useful. It is going to destroy your consciousness. But every time there is something, instant gramya katha, what is happening? Fake book. So therefore, people are so much influenced by that. One should know that this is another weapon of mass distractions. Destruction and distractions both. It is destructing, it's self-destructing. People become so much addicted to all these small gamings and all kind of stuff. The children become really kind of different people. So therefore, we must understand that this Kali is spreading slowly, slowly everywhere. Even the small child is not spared. And where the Kali goes, what is this marketing strategy? Where there are more people. Right? Everyone has a marketing strategy. We see where there are more people, we want to push our markets there, right? Products there. Because that's where more sale is going to happen. And which are the largest populated countries in the world? Where Kali will look to do his more marketing. Where there is large population, right? So we may celebrate that India has reached to Oscar awards. Natu. That's our big celebration. But that is not a celebration. That is the influence of Kali. You must understand where we have been distracted. World Cup is coming. Women are getting into sports. What is this? Where the society has been misled by Kali. So much propaganda Kali has done. So therefore, we must understand that it's really a scary situation if we see from that point of view. But therefore, we have to go more deeper. If we have to overcome the influence of Kali, we have to first protect ourselves. And who tried that in recent times? To protect everyone, who take that courage and entered in the kingdom of Maya? None other than Swami Srila Prabhupada. Who took his sword and went in the kingdom of Maya to stop the influence of Kali? And what was his sword? His pen. Because pain is mightier than the sword. He knew that if I had to change the hearts of people, I should write. Because that will change the hearts of people. When they read the message, the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then their hearts will change. And I may be there or I may not be there after some years, but my words will remain. So therefore he painstakingly kept writing even in the night and wrote so many books, Srimad Bhagavatam especially, because he knew that this Srimad Bhagavatam is a light in the dark age of Kali. The darkness of Kali is spreading more and more. Where people will get the light? Where Dharma has taken the shelter? Dharma has taken the shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma so dhamma pagate, dharma jnana adivisa. Kalo nashta drushamesha puranal ko adhantasa. Kalo nashta drushamesha purana pad. Kalo nashta drushamesha. Our eyes have been covered by the darkness of Kali. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives that light. Come here, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Here you will get a direction in your life. Don't get disturbed. There will be influence of Kali. But focus on devotional service. Protect yourself first. Follow the regulative principles. You will not get influenced by Kali. Chant the holy name. Because Lord Chaitanya came and gave this medicine. By chanting the holy name, our consciousness will become slowly, slowly purified. Our mind will become pacified and we can see very clearly everything. So therefore the influence of Kali may be there spreading everywhere and it will spread more and more. But our determination also should not stop. We should not get discouraged or cynical because somebody has left the movement. We should not think that, what if this process doesn't work, we have so many problems. No. We should continue to serve sincerely. We should follow in our lives very sincerely. And then Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will protect us. Srila Prabhupada will take us back on that to him. Hare Krishna. So I think I'm already over time. But somebody has question, you can meet me personally and we can talk. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Miran Prashimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.